It is the meeting point on SAFM. We are hoping that in the next few minutes, we'll link up with the spokesperson of the IFP, Nkululeko Hlengwa. We know that the IFP, of course, earlier on today, this evening rather, launching their local government election manifesto, and the festivities there happening in, is it the Greyville Convention Center? And we saw the IFP president, Velenkosini Hlabisa, addressing those gathered, as well as the president emeritus, that is Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi, who also said something quite interesting, as we heard in the news earlier on, expressing his disappointment that the president, in knowing that the IFP was going to be launching their election manifesto, decided to address the nation this evening, and Umtwana saying that as a party, of course, and as citizens of this country, they would want to focus on what the president had to say because it is an important message. But at the same time, there is this conflict because the IFP is focused on launching their election manifesto. With that said, we do move on, and we will in the next few minutes link up with the IFP. But we know come this weekend, the African Christian Democratic Party is going to be launching their election manifesto. And as part of our focus on all things politics and local government elections, we're joined on the line by the elections manager for the ACDP, Grant Haskin. Grant, welcome to SFM. Good evening.
Good evening, Kokicho, and to your listeners, it's a beautiful evening. I'm here in Joburg, finally, not in Cape Town anymore. I'm here for the manifesto launch.
That is great. Did you need a permit to travel, Grant?
No, I didn't. Fortunately not.
All right. Before we get to what we should expect, Grant, from the ACDP, I'm sure you listened to what the president had to say just a few minutes ago, announcing that the country is shifting to level one. The ACDP's official response to this change?
Well, look, it's well overdue, firstly. You know, these lockdowns have caused so much havoc in the economy, in businesses, in people's lives, in their families, in schooling. It's really it's significantly damaging our economy and our society, and it's about time that it dropped to level one. It should have a couple of weeks ago, we feel. In fact, it's about time that we actually just, you know, scrap lockdowns altogether as far as the ACDP is concerned.
All right. We have your election manifesto being launched this weekend, which is why you are in Johannesburg, and one wouldn't want you to let the cat out the bag, Grant. But as a start, if we were to reflect on the ACDP's performance in previous local government elections, what are you expecting this time around, or what are you going to be doing differently as part of your campaigning?
Well, you know, what we've been doing in the last two rounds of the elections is consolidating our support from 2011, 2016. We saw a substantial increase in support, even though what we did in 2016 was we reduced the number of municipalities that we were contesting because we're a small party and we don't have a lot of funds. That worked for us, and so our support increased. Our support increased again in 2019 in the national election. And so now we're looking to increase the gain. So now we're contesting 54% more municipalities than we did in 2016, which is good. That's 145 municipalities around the country that we're contesting, and just over 3,000 wards. So we're very happy with that readiness. Structurally, we're ready. You know, we've been working hard, and it's been difficult during lockdown. For everybody, we in the month of July, just as we all parties were starting our final push to get candidates ready to be nominated, we were hit with alert level 4 regulations, and that shut us down. We couldn't have meetings, we couldn't get branches together, we couldn't find candidates. They didn't want to come to offices to sign paperwork, and so it was quite difficult. But we're ready for the elections, and we're launching our campaign on Saturday.
We have seen the ACDP over the past couple of years at some point, and I think at some point even in the city of Cape Town, coming in as a coalition partner, and maybe even in other parts of the country. Is that a consideration come this time around, post November 1st?
You know, it would probably be something that is going to be inevitable in some of the municipalities. If we think about some of the metros and even some of the smaller local municipalities, it looks like that is where South Africa is going. People are unhappy with the ANC and the DA as being the two primary options. They're looking for other options. And so we foresee that there's probably going to be a couple of councils where there will have to be a coalition. How we participate in that or not is something that we'll discuss after the fact, after the election. But we're always guided by our national decision, which stands for many years now, is that we're not going to put the ANC back into government if in those instances where they lose government. So in a municipality where there's now a hung council, we are left with fewer options. But, and the same applies really for the EFF. They're not constructive. They're not unifiers. They're not nation builders. And we want to work with parties who share a common vision for the building and the unifying of the country, the nation, the people. And so that's what we would have to look for. That might limit our choices, but we have been in coalition governments before. We are in one right now in Nelson Mandela Bay, and we started in 2006 in coalitions, and we've performed well in coalitions. We've delivered services, so we like the ability to be able to also develop a track record in government in the municipality instead of always being in opposition benches. So let's see how it works out. It will be something that we'll have to look at very seriously after the results are made known.
Yeah, most definitely. Grant, we will allow you to launch your manifesto, and come next week, hopefully we can interrogate it a bit deeper with a much more detailed discussion. But thank you very much for making time to speak to us.
Thank you, Koketso. Lovely evening to you and your listeners. Thank you very much.
Much appreciated. Grant Haskin there is elections manager for the African Christian Democratic Party. They are going to be launching their manifesto this coming Saturday. Are you a supporter of the ACDP? What are your views on how your party has performed? Or you are possibly one of those who has made a decision that, you know what, actually, I'm going to go the route of ACDP. Share your views on 0614 104 107. That is the number to use for your voice notes. 20 minutes past 9. It is The Meeting Point on SAFM.